And now, a warrior for the Word of God and the Constitution of the United States, a Marine Corps veteran, a Harvard-trained attorney, Bishop of the Called Churches, and founder and president of STAND. Staying true to America's national destiny, the voice of the awakening, your host, Bishop E.W. Jackson.
Welcome to another edition of the Awakening Podcast here on American Family Radio. Great to be with you again today. And as always, thank you so much for all that you do to make American Family Radio and the whole family of organizations under the aegis of American Family Association helping us to do what God has called us to do. Thank you. Thank you for your prayers. Thank you for your financial contributions. Thank you for such a great success with this past Share-a-thon. Thank you for everything. Thank you for listening. My goodness. Thank you for listening to the programming, now watching even, because of course we're videotaping everything and so making it available to you so you can watch us as well as listen to us. It's a great privilege and an honor to have this opportunity to be with you. Look, the first thing I want to deal with right now, folks, is the fact that we have a big election coming up in Virginia, and I'm soliciting your prayers. For you Virginia folks that are listening to me right now, you know what you have to do. You've got to get out and vote. You've got to turn out everybody you know and get them out to vote. We really need God's intervention, but faith without works is dead. So we've got to certainly do our part. Vote, turn out our loved ones, turn out our friends, turn out our colleagues, turn out everybody of like mind. Don't turn out people who aren't of like mind, because we don't need them going to the polls. But turn out everybody of like mind and get them out to the polls, because the polls show a Winsome Sears trailing, a real clear average of politics. They had a trailing by a little over 7 points last time I checked, which was, I think, the 24th of October. No poll has ever shown her leading, but there have been several that have shown her within the margin of error. And so that means some polls have showed them in a dead heat. Now, this debacle with this guy, Jay Jones, has had a greater effect on the Attorney General's office, for which the Attorney General's race, which he is running for, less effect, arguably, on the other races. But what I'm hoping is that Virginia voters will realize, particularly those independents, those people who tend to move back and forth, will realize is that Spamberger, Jones, and I think her name is Hamshi, let me get this woman's name right, Hamry or whatever it is, are really three peas in a pod. They're all radicals, they're all socialists, they're all atheists, they're all godless. They're just frankly a depraved bunch of people. That's why Abigail Spamberger did not renounce her support, withdraw her support for Jay Jones, because that's just not what they do. They don't care about the morality of anybody. My goodness, they don't have any. The only morality is communist morality, which is win by any means necessary. Get where you need to go, and it doesn't matter what you have to do to get there. You can lie, you can steal, you can cheat, you can obfuscate, you can commit fraud, you can pretty much do anything you need to do. Don't get caught, but do anything you need to do. Just as long as you win. That's the only thing that matters. Now, of course, they would deny that, and they would say, oh, you're slandering us, you're smearing us. But that's the truth, and we know it. We saw what they did in the 2020 election. They said, well, you didn't prove any fraud. Folks, that election was so full of irregularities and so full of things that they changed just willy-nilly because they could, because COVID gave them an excuse, and they did. The Heritage Foundation has chronicled literally hundreds of cases of election fraud across this country. And Democrats always say, there's no fraud. There's no fraud. Nobody's approved any fraud. Oh, please. We're not stupid. I know they think we are, but we're not. So pray for us here in Virginia, because once again, I don't want the state of George Washington to become the state of Karl Marx and turning it over to Spanberger. That's exactly what that would make it. I'm a Virginian, of course, and I'm some of our stations. We got three of our stations are in Virginia, so I know Virginians are listening to me, and you know exactly what I'm talking about. We are on the precipice of seeing our state ruined. Ruined. If they have a Democrat legislature, they've already got two constitutional amendments. One that is absolutely unrestricted abortion. So you can kill a baby up until the moment it breathes its first breath outside the mother's womb. Yeah, I mean, it really, in effect. The language obviously doesn't say that literally, but the effect of it, right now we have a trimester system like Roe v. Wade provided, bad enough, but oh no, they don't want that. No, they want a constitutional amendment that assures no matter what, you can kill an unborn baby. Now, this is what I mean when I say they're depraved. These people are degenerates. And then they've got one where they want to enshrine in the Constitution of Virginia same-sex marriage, which is no such thing. There's no such thing as a same-sex marriage. That's a legal fiction. That's something that human beings made up to satisfy their own lust. But it does not exist. There's no such thing. But they're going to put it in the Constitution of the United States and make it the law of the land. That's just the start, folks, of what these Democrat legislators will do if given the opportunity. That's just the start. If we don't have a governor to veto their insanity, they will impose their insanity upon us all legally. And they have to be stopped. And the only way to stop them is at the ballot box. We are Christians. We don't, unlike them, we don't traffic in putting bounties on people's heads, and we don't traffic in threatening people's children, and we don't traffic in these hint, wink, wink, nod, nod. You know, if you have to kill somebody, that's okay. We don't do that. We don't do that. We love people, even our enemies, because Jesus said, love those who hate you. Pray for those who despitefully use you and persecute you. We love them. We pray for them. We don't want them in power. I am not apologizing for that. We don't want them in power. We don't want them exercising any authority over us because they're morally degenerate. And we don't want moral degenerates exercising authority over us. The Bible says when the righteous are in authority, the people rejoice. When the wicked bear rule, the people mourn. And I think that's a pretty easy choice, don't you? Proverbs 29:2. And Proverbs 14:34 says, righteousness exalts a nation, sin is a reproach to any people. I want the Commonwealth of Virginia, I want our nation to be exalted, not reproached, not brought down. But you get these wicked people in office, and that's all they know how to do, because they are filled with self-destruction. And therefore, they tend to be destructive of anything around them. And by the way, they don't mind that destruction as long as they're presiding over it. So pray for us here in Virginia. Pray for New Jersey, too, because I think New Jersey right now may be closer politically to a real breakthrough. Not maybe, is closer to a real breakthrough than Virginia is. In New Jersey, it would, if Cittarelli wins, I think people might say at this point, well, that seemed to be the way things were going. If Winsome Sears wins in Virginia, I think people say that was a miracle from God. Because all the natural factors that we would consider in a political race, none of them are looking good. But God. with men things are impossible, but not with God. All things are possible with God, and all things are possible to them that believe. And I'm believing for a miracle in Virginia. I'm believing that Virginia has a special place in the heart of God, because it's the state that he used to really birth this nation in so many ways. Now, not the only state, obviously, but Virginia played a critical role. I mean, the delegates from Virginia showed up with the Virginia Plan. Thomas Jefferson really wrote the first freedom of religion amendment for the Virginia Constitution. George Mason brought the Bill of Rights, was the first draft, the first conception of the Bill of Rights. Virginia. It was all Virginia. The Declaration of Independence, Virginia. I don't want Virginia to lose its illustrious legacy. I don't want it to lose the greatness that it has in part bequeathed to our entire nation. Because after all, the man we call the father of our country is a Virginian. So I don't think I'm overstating the case to say how important Virginia is to our country and to our legacy as Americans. So pray for us, please, that we get a major breakthrough. All right, with that out of the way, and by the way, if you want to learn more about what we're doing, go to our website. I have a nonprofit called Stand, Staying True to America's National Destiny. We don't do political campaigns. We don't finance political campaigns. We don't contribute to political candidates, and we don't endorse political candidates. And neither does American Family Radio or American Family Association. I'm speaking strictly for Bishop E.W. Jackson as a Virginian, because my state is facing a very, very, very important election about 6 days from the date you would first hear this. So it is very much on my mind. And the issues that we talk about on AFR are very much the issues at stake, which I've just laid out to you. Right now, people are flocking to Virginia to get abortions because they see Virginia is trending in the direction of being very receptive to killing unborn babies. Phew. Man, that's not the legacy I want for Virginia. Okay. Now let's talk a little bit about the shutdown, because it's been going on long enough now. What is it now? I think, is it 27 days? But it's been going on long enough now that people are really beginning to feel the pinch. And that's why I really think there's going to be a breakthrough soon. I think I'm right on the number of days, but let me make sure. Days, actually. By the time you hear this, it'll be 29 days. So it's been going on long enough, been going on a month now, long enough that people are really starting to feel the pinch. I think this may be I don't know whether it's the first or second week that certain vital elements of our government will not be getting paychecks. And I mean, I've seen some of these women who, of course, they're working for these workers who aren't making a ton of money. They're living pretty much paycheck to paycheck. I see women on television weeping about, I don't know where we're going to get the money for food this week if we don't get paid. So I am hoping and praying that something gives. But let me make something also very, very clear in the process. This is a Democrat shutdown, folks. Because, look, and to me, it's very, very simple. They try to make it all complicated. Oh, it's about health care. We got to keep Obamacare going. Okay. It's not about any of that. And the reason why it's not about any of that is a continuing resolution does not determine the entire annual budget. They can still negotiate that. They can still talk about that. they want to use this, and they've said so. Chuck Schumer said so. A couple of others have said so. They want to use this as a moment of leverage. Now, you've heard me say many, many times, probably tired of hearing me say it. Democrats don't care about people. They put on this big facade like they do, but they really do not. They do not care about people. They have no interest in people. They have an interest in power, an interest in the people who help them to get power and keep power. But having some sort of generalized compassion and concern and caring for people, forget it. They don't have it. It's simply not part of their makeup. So you would think that they would empathize, because even one of the unions has said Democrats need to just agree with President Trump to reopen the government and then negotiate these other issues they want to negotiate. Their own union supporters are beginning to say that to them. And see, that's why I mean, I think we may get a breakthrough, because the moment they are convinced that the shutdown cannot benefit them, cannot benefit their quest for power, they're going to end the shutdown. And if it, God forbid, if the shutdown actually contributes to the loss of power, man, they'll shut it down in a heartbeat. Because power is what they're after. Now, you probably heard these from Speaker Johnson and some others, but let's consider what these folks are negotiating for. The $1.5 trillion they want re-added, they want added, shall I say, to this continuing resolution. $1.5 trillion. $200 billion in health care benefits for illegal aliens. Now, first of all, why in the world is an illegal alien entitled to any health care benefits at all? Well, they're not. You're not a citizen of the United States of America. You're not here legally. You're not entitled to any benefits with regard to health care at all. You want to get benefits for health care? Go back to your home country. But the Democrats want $200 billion. Why? Because they're buying these people off. They're buying their loyalty. They're buying their vote. They're buying their future commitment to the hegemony of the Democrat Party. That's what that's all about. They didn't make noise about people. Folks, I hope all of you have seen through that. They couldn't give a whit about people. They really couldn't. But you know, this is the noise they make. Oh, healthcare is in a crisis, and what are we going to do about healthcare? And oh, woe is me. I tell you, as soon as they're off camera, they're probably asking, hey, what bar are we meeting at? They want to repeal, however, a $50 billion rural hospitals fund. And you know why they want to do that? Well, wait a minute. That doesn't make sense. That doesn't make logical sense. How can you want to fund health care for illegal aliens but defund health care for rural hospitals? Does that make sense to you? Well, you know what? It makes perfect sense when you consider that they see that $200 billion going to primarily Hispanic people as benefiting Democrats, because these are the people who are going to remember this and vote for them when the time comes. But these rural people, guess what? They tend to be more conservative. Therefore, they tend to vote more Republican. Who cares about them having $50 billion for their hospitals? And by the way, folks, I campaigned in Southwest Virginia, which is a definitely rural area. One of the great needs there was more health care clinics. Now, that's a need for American citizens who have fallen on hard times, struggle with addiction, struggle with mental illness. That's a provision for American citizens. Well, the Democrats want that taken out. Yeah, they want that out. You got to take that out before we'll vote to end the filibuster. Now, again, logically, that doesn't make any sense. But politically, it makes all the sense in the world. They want a permanent COVID subsidies without any reforms, by the way. And we know COVID was a debacle. You can't go in there and keep pouring money on anything based on COVID, because COVID was a debacle. Of course, look, once you got into the billions of dollars every week, in some cases every month, always flowing in traffic into these medical institutions dealing with this pandemic, once you get that money flowing like that, once you get that going, folks, people don't want to give that up. People do not want to give that up. So they want to make this permanent COVID subsidies. So they have access to that money. 500 million for liberal news outlets like PBS. I guess ABC, NBC, the Marxist Socialist No Brains Channel. I mean, this is why the government is closed, because they can't get $500 million for liberal news outlets. Somebody ought to get the memo to them that, you know, liberal news outlets are not supposed to run off government funding. I mean, are you kidding me? And then $4 million, get this one, for global LGBTQI plus. Don't forget the I and the plus. LGBTQI plus awareness campaigns. Global awareness campaigns. We want the whole world to experience the joy of being gay. We're not satisfied just to have our own American citizens find out how wonderful homosexuality is and how great a thing it is. Oh, no, no. We want the world to know. We can't stop at the water's edge with something this great. Folks, this stuff borders on the edge of, I mean, it is lunacy. It borders really on the edge of certifiable insanity. It really does. I mean, first of all, I guarantee you there are few people around the world who think to themselves, oh, isn't this great? This coalition in America is sending $500 million here, and we can use it for liberal news outlets. Wink, wink. Nod, nod. Thumbs up. Oh yeah, no problem. I said, they really think the rest of us are dumb. They really do. And I guess reporters have taught them that we're dumb, because a lot of these reporters are dumb and they don't ask pertinent questions. And people probably walk away from them thinking, oh boy, sad day for the New York Times or Washington Post or whatever. I affectionately refer to it as a Washington Compost, New York Times, the New York Lying Times. But imagine you read some drivel that's full of lies, and then you're supposed to say, yes, the New York Times, all the news that's fit to print. It should say, and then some. So another $4 million for LGBTQI democracy grants. Who better to show us what democracy is than the LGBTQI people? Who better? Oh, I can think of about 333 million who would be better for it. And look at this. formerly not for the global LGBTQ awareness. Well, I've got news for these Dems. We are already aware of their sexual deviancy. We're already aware that they're weird, that they're amoral, that they're degenerate, that they're lost. We're already aware of that. We don't need to put on a campaign costing millions of dollars to make us all aware. Ugh. There's another $4 million for LGBTQI democracy grants in the Balkans. In the Balkans, folks. Because if there's any place where we need to spend money on democracy grants, it's in the Balkans. Oh, by the way, not for everybody. This is only for LGBTQI people. You get that? Only for them. The rest of us don't count. And then the pièce de résistance. $2 million for feminist democratic principles in Africa. Oh, my goodness. Look, folks, I'm not stereotyping, but you know, Africa, generally speaking, the nations of Africa, the countries of Africa, have not bought into all this feminist nonsense. Now, don't get me wrong. I've got two daughters. I'm in favor of women having every opportunity that they can appropriately take advantage of. They can be educated. They can be professionals on an intellectual level. Pretty much anything a man can do, they can do. I believe that. But they're not the same. And you know, $2 million for feminist democratic principles. You know what that means, don't you? That means $2 million to help us figure out how we can convince people to go along with whatever we want to do under the guise of democracy. That's what they want to spend our money on. And that's why they've got the government closed down. Now you can see why I am so desperate to try to make sure these people don't take power in my home state. Ugh. Because this is what they want for all of us. This is what they want for the country. I mean, to commit highway robbery, stick their hand in your pocket and grab all your money and run around the world giving it out to homosexuals and whatever else you want, non-binaries, whatever, transgenders. No such thing as transgender because you can't transition from one gender to another. All you can do is pretend to be doing that, but you can't do it. Because once again, you are male or female at the cellular level. The XXXY chromosome is embossed and imprinted on every cell of your body. One or the other. Every cell. How are you going to transition that? You're going to go in and operate on every cell and operate on 3 trillion cells in the human body? You're going to go in and operate on every one and take out all of the 3 trillion cells, take out the XX, oh, then you got to substitute the XY or vice versa, right? You know, you just want to say, Lord, have mercy upon these idiots, for they know not what they do. They really don't. They have no clue what they're doing. So, you know what? My prayer is that God would introduce confusion into their camp, that they would be unable to carry out their plans and their intentions, that they can't find things that they need to find, that they can't be on time when they need to be on time, that they can't, that just basically just disorder is introduced into the whole thing, and they can't function. They can't achieve. They can't accomplish. Because everything that they want to do, everything they want to achieve, everything they want to accomplish is against God and against you and me. No, thank you. I don't need any of that. I'm quite content to follow God and not this counterfeit righteousness these people have manufactured, supposed to be doing something of some great nature. And I mean, they're really so full of themselves. And the hypocrisy knows no bounds. I'm sure you've seen the story, Jasmine Crockett, she's always crying about the rich people and the wealthy people and this, that, and the other. Come to find out, she's harboring stocks that she's hidden from Congress and has not included in her financial statement. About five different sets of stock. And then she hid some stuff in a pharmaceutical company's bag because she went and worked there. And of course, we now learn that she was willing to engage in a little bit of, let's call it drug activity, because she wanted to open up and finance marijuana companies. Jasmine Crockett, the great Black woman spokesman for the black masses of the world. I mean, oh. Whew. Thank God she doesn't speak for me. Or for anybody that I know, anybody in my inner circle, anybody who runs in the same circles I run in. She certainly does not speak for us. Because we speak for God. And she's not speaking for God either. I mean, we have a legislator up here, same deal. Secretly owned two pot shops, basically. One was supposed to be for medicinal purposes. The other was just get high, go have a good time. We don't need this degeneration in our state. We just don't. We need people who are rock solid, who understand that true morality comes from Almighty God, and that true safety and security is in a relationship with Him, not a relationship with the world or the Democrat Party or the Republican Party or it is in Christ and in Christ alone that we find our safety and that we find our security, both now and forever. World without end, amen. Well, sadly, you're not going to hear that very many places today. And you know, the sad thing is you ought to be hearing it everywhere, because the time is drawing near, folks. The time is drawing near. And it is a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living God, but that's exactly where some people are going to fall. And they're not going to like it either. They are not going to like it. I'm looking forward to it. The old song says, when I see Jesus, amen. When I see Jesus, amen. All of my troubles, all of my trials will all be over when I see Jesus. Amen. That's the way I feel about it. And that's why I don't allow myself to get hung up on what these people say about me, think about me, you know, how much they talk about me. And I could care less. I really couldn't. I can't take any of it seriously. Consider the source. If a one-year-old came up and started pointing a finger at you and babbling something, you had no idea what the young person was talking about, 1 year old, just barely walking, barely talking, coming babbling to you about something and pointing a finger at you, would you be upset? Of course not. It's a child. They don't know anything. I feel the same way about these people. They're children. Now, they're malicious. They can do a whole lot more damage than a one-year-old could ever think of. So they're malicious. But what they really need is they're in need of what we've got. So why in the world would I waste time hating on them? Because that's what it is, a waste of time for them and for me. Okay, well, at any rate, let's try to get a couple of other issues in here before I have to go. Again, please pray for Winsome Sears and the ticket, the conservative ticket that is running here in Virginia. And remember, those of you who may be affected by the shutdown, those of you whose relatives may be affected by the shutdown, remember to trust God through this. God really does have our backs, folks. But the word says, count it all joy when you fall into various trials, for the trying of your faith works patience. Let patience have its perfect work in you, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking nothing. That's how you're coming out of this. If you're one of those people, if you're one of those people whose job is no longer getting a paycheck because of what you've, I don't know what they're saying. But if you're one of those people, trust God. Jesus said, in the world you shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer. Well, how can you be of good cheer? That word, that phrase, be of good cheer, means encourage yourself in the Lord. Encourage yourself in the faith that God gave you. In due season, you're going to reap. Take that from someone who is walking, who has been walking and talking with Jesus for 49 years. You can take that to the bank. Not literally, of course. Because that's who he is and that's what he does. He's not going to leave you high and dry. I don't mean high on alcohol or drugs, you know what I mean. But he's not going to leave you high and dry in a ditch somewhere. That simply is never, ever going to happen. David said, I've been young and now I'm old, but I've never seen the righteous forsaken nor a seed begging bread. I don't care what they do. I don't care what they say. I don't care what they try to do to you, to me, anybody else. They cannot win. Period. Because the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords has already won the battle. Has already won the battle, I should say. Has already won the battle. He is the battering ram, that's for sure. Okay, let me cover one other thing. You know, this mayor, Brandon, you heard the statement he made that if you call them illegal aliens, you're a racist. They are illegal aliens. I'm not a racist. I use that term because it's the term of art. It's the legal term of art. They once called my people slaves, and it was legal. And you want me to call them that too? I mean, I'm thinking, what school did this man go to? What's the matter, you? You remember Rocky and Bullwinkle, right? Boris Karloff was the actor, but there was a Boris type character. And that's what he used to say, you know, when people were dumb, they're supposed to be educated. He would say they went to What's the Matter You? So, and I folks, sometimes you wonder where have these people learned nothing anywhere? Well, of course, we know what's happening in these schools too. They're being indoctrinated. And I'll tell you, Brendan Johnson is the poster child for being what my father used to call an educated fool. He is the poster child for it. And because they can say some of the dumbest things. How can you equate slavery with being an illegal alien when slavery ended 160 years ago and nobody in America, regardless of the color of the skin today, at least not legally, is a slave? How can you say, you want me to use that term too? I mean, what? No, we don't. I'm more shocked that you're dumb enough to bring forth that non sequitur, that complete lack of logic, and I guess thinks he looks smart. I'm indignant. Illegal alien is not a racial term. It applies to an illegal alien from Europe. It applies to an illegal alien from any part of Europe. Great Britain, Spain, France, Germany. It applies to any person that is in any country illegally. That's what it refers to. For him to say, I don't know whether you've been watching some kind of sci-fi movie. Oh, my goodness. The word alien was around long before E.T. Somebody please inform him of that. We didn't steal the word from extraterrestrials. Apparently, people wanting to find maybe the most, what they would consider to be the most otherworldly word they could use to describe how we feel about illegal aliens was to call them illegal aliens, not illegal immigrants, illegal aliens. To point out when we call them that, we are being so racist. Well, I denounce Brandon Johnson. I don't hate the man, but I have no use for him whatsoever. I think he's a curse on this country, and certainly a curse on Chicago, because while children and innocent people are dying all over the streets of Chicago, he's pontificating about the use of the term illegal alien. Lord help us. I mean, this stuff, folks. Again, if you didn't know me and you didn't know the news yourself, you'd think we're making this stuff up. Because it just doesn't, it is just that disconnected from reality, which of course is what I said. That's what the Democrat Party has become. It has become a cult party that is dedicated to Satan, or to, at the very least, doing Satan's bidding, Satan's will, even if they don't consciously and explicitly know that it is a devil leading them. But that's what it is. Make no mistake about it. That's what it is. And somebody needs to speak the gospel to these people and tell them, look, you are completely on the wrong track. Why don't you get back on the right track before it's too late? Or why don't you just come to the right track? Maybe they've never been on the right track for all I know. But come to the right track before it's too late. What is the right track? It is where God wants you. It is where God strategically places you for Him, not for yourself. The Word of God says we were created through Him and for Him. That's the only thing that's going to get us out of this mess. Because it is human foolishness that's gotten us here. And it is my earnest prayer that human wisdom rooted in the Word of God will get us out. That is what we must hope. So pray for us, pray for our country, and look, don't relent. Don't relent. Don't look at the circumstances around you and say, well, that's so discouraging. I've had it. I'm done. Don't do it. Stay in the fight. Run right through the finish line. Don't back up, not one iota. Because Jesus Christ has already won the victory for us, and the victory is going to manifest like lightning that shines out of the east and is seen in the west. Oh, yes, we've already won. It's not a matter of if or whether. It's only a matter of when. Well, look, God bless each and every one of you. Again, thank you all for your support. If you live in Virginia and you haven't voted yet, make sure that you get out to vote. I told you what I'm going to do. You know, as George Washington said, we lift up a standard to which good and honest men can repair. The rest is in the hands of God. We're going to do what we can. The rest is in the hands of God. Maybe God will give us strength to do beyond what we can, and we'll be able to exceed our human limitations by the grace of Almighty God. But regardless, we're going to stand up and step up and speak up and refuse to back up, because we cannot be defeated if we will not quit, because we are on God's side. God bless everybody.